The stamp is not in the mail. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. When a new stamp is issued, the U.S. Postal Service designates a date on which the stamps will be put on sale. Sometimes there's even a little ceremony, and some collectors try to get envelopes with stamps and cancellations showing this first day date. They're called first day covers. For the last few decades, collectors have had several weeks to obtain these cancellations, so the chances are these first day covers weren't actually in the mail on the first day, but still the date had a significance. But the recent rate change stamps that came out in January have brought even that into question. They weren't available on their issue dates. Even the main distribution and sales facility in Kansas City didn't have them, nor other sales units that cater to collectors. As for regular post offices, forget it. So now, just what does that first day of issue mean if the stamps weren't really issued on that first day? Was it really the first day? And that's Stamp Collecting This Week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.